I invite you this morning to hear a text about a man who wore a mask. We've been talking about masks for the last several weeks, and though we're not talking about a specific mask this morning, I invite you to hear this text. It connects with the scripture reading we had earlier from 2 Corinthians, Exodus chapter 34, starting in verse 29. The scripture says, "When Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of the covenant law in his hands, he was not aware that his face was radiant because he had spoken with the Lord. When Aaron and all the Israelites saw Moses, his face was radiant, and they were afraid to come near him. But Moses called to them. So Aaron and all the leaders of the community came back to him, and he spoke to them. Afterward, all the Israelites came near him, and he gave them all the commands of the Lord that had been given to him on Mount Sinai. But when Moses finished speaking to them, he put a veil over his face. But whenever he entered the Lord's presence to speak with him, he removed the veil until he came out. And when he came out and told the Israelites what had been commanded, they saw that his face was radiant. Then Moses would put the veil back over his face until he went in to speak with the Lord." May God bless the reading of this word this morning. Well, a lot of things are happening today, and much is on our minds with Reformation Sunday and All Saints Day. But as Jessica and the children talked about, it's also Halloween, and lots of thoughts come to mind with Halloween. I think back to Halloween when our children were young and the parties and costumes and activities we would share in. I even sometimes think back to Halloweens when I was young. I was thinking about that this past week, and I remember that one of the things that happened in my house in South Carolina growing up, I had two younger brothers, and a few weeks before Halloween every year, we would climb up into the attic and we would grab a few boxes up there that were marked Halloween, and we would bring them down. They had decorations and costumes and things inside of them. But there was always one thing that me and my brothers would open the boxes up and look for. It was a mask. It was one of those weird, unusual, kind of creepy looking masks. It was clear, so you could see your skin through it, but it had paint or coloring over the eyes and the lips, and you could put it on and you'd go stand in front of the mirror and it was you, but it didn't look like you, and it was creepy and disturbing, but fun. And we would fight every year about who was going to be the first to grab the mask and put it on and run to the mirror and see what we looked like. You know, masks have always been a part of Halloween. If you read history, some will say this observance that we are sharing tonight is an ancient Celtic holiday in which people believed they needed to protect themselves from bad spirits that roamed the earth, so they would wear a mask to protect themselves. In this country, about 175 years ago, Halloween first became popular, but unlike today, where it's especially popular with children, when Halloween first started here, it was more common for teenagers, older teenagers, and young adults to be involved. They would go around the community and play pranks on various homeowners in the community, mischief making. They would overturn sheds and outhouses. They would break windows. They would damage property. And sometimes, as you know, they would go to the homeowner and they would say, "Look, if you give us some treats, then we will leave your house alone, trick or treat." And then there was one other thing that came about. These older teenagers and young adults, in order to protect their identity, they would wear a mask. They didn't want the homeowner to know who it was that was damaging their property. So to protect their identity, they would put on a mask so that no one would know who they really were. Well, how does this discussion relate to our text today and this day that we are remembering? Our text for this morning in Exodus tells us the story of Moses and his glowing face when he descended from Mount Sinai. The Bible tells us that after Moses received the tablets, when he came down from meeting with God, his face glowed so much that he frightened all of the Israelites. In fact, his face glowed so much that, get this, he had to put a veil, a covering, a mask, if you will, over his face to hide the glowing radiance of God. It was so powerful, it was overwhelming, it scared people. So Moses kept his face hidden behind a veil, a covering, a mask. Now, earlier in our service, Jane read for us the passage from 2 Corinthians. And in that passage, Paul talks about this scenario, this event with Moses and his glowing face. But then Paul applies what happened to Moses to our lives today. And he talks about what happens when our faces are covered to protect our identity today. Now, Paul was not writing about Halloween. Paul was not writing about wearing a mask to protect yourself from a virus. What Paul was writing about was the kinds of masks we've been talking about for the last few weeks. He's talking about how we use masks to cover up our identity, to keep people from knowing who we really are. Listen again to one verse that we read again from 2 Corinthians. Therefore, since we have such a hope, we are very bold. We are not like Moses, who would put a veil, a covering, a mask over his face to keep the Israelites from gazing at it while the radiance was fading away. What does that mean? Here's what I think Paul was saying. He was saying, you know what? It was necessary for Moses to cover his face. It was necessary for Moses to have a veil or a covering or a mask because it was before the time of Jesus and the power of God was so strong and radiant, it was necessary. Moses had to cover his face. But guess what? It is now no longer necessary for us to wear a veil, a covering, a mask over our faces. In our world today, Paul would say, we no longer need to cover our faces and hide God's glory. God was revealed in the person and the life and the ministry of Jesus Christ. And when he died on the cross, you remember the veil in the temple was torn in half. The covering was destroyed. There was no more need for a veil or a separation or a covering. God's glory was revealed, and now that radiance, that shine can be on all of our faces. Basically, Paul is saying to us, we do not need to wear a veil or a mask and cover up God's radiant presence. We've spent the last few weeks talking about the various masks we wear and the problems that happen in our lives because of these masks. But why do we wear them? Why do we wear these masks that cause such problems? We've talked about dependence and hostility and anger and being passive aggressive or even detached. And you know there's many more. If we are insecure, we hide behind a mask of name dropping. If we are unsure of our power, our strength, or our own goodwill, we hide behind the mask of being a bully sometimes. If we don't think the world loves us, we hide behind the mask of being distant from other people. We mask the debt that we have incurred to pay for lifestyles we can't afford. We pretend things are fine with our jobs and in our relationships when things are anything but fine. But why? Why do we wear these masks? Maybe one of the main reasons is exactly the same reason people have worn masks on Halloween. It is our fear that the world is going to know who we really are. It is our fear of being discovered in our true identity. Sometimes in today's world, we will hear this fear called the imposter syndrome. It's this horrible feeling that a person gets that we're going to be exposed for who we really are. That the world is going to find out that we really aren't as great as the masks that we wear. It has been described as feeling like a fake, like you don't really belong. If people understood that you aren't really as successful as you portray yourself to be. It is that false self we put on social media instead of our real self. It's like wearing a scary mask at Halloween, and when you walk to the door, the homeowner opens the door and pulls up the mask and says, "Oh, it's just you." One of the greatest fears in life is that the world is going to pull up our masks and say to each one of us, "Oh, it's just you." But here's the truth. Here's the truth from Exodus and from 2 Corinthians and from the gospel and the entire Bible. Being just you is actually the best and most perfect thing you could ever do or be. It's exactly who God wants you to be. Oscar Wilde said it best, "Be yourself, everyone else is taken." Or if you're interested in the spiritual perspective, it is what the psalmist said last week. "I praise you, God, because I am fearfully and wonderfully made." On this All Saints Day, isn't that the truth we learn from those who have gone before us? If you really want your life to matter, if you really want to live abundantly, if you really want to please God, then God made you to be the unique you that only you can be. So be you. On this Reformation Sunday, isn't that what we learn from those who work so hard to make changes in the church? Not to be somebody else, but to be you. Don't pretend to be something you are not. Be true to yourself. As we think about the example of Moses and the words from Paul here, the good news this morning is God doesn't want us to wear all those masks we've talked about. You remember the situation where Jesus and his disciples were walking down the road one day and they saw a fig tree up in the distance and it looked like it had fruit. It gave the appearance of fruit, but when they got close, it was barren and Jesus cursed it. And a day or so later, when they walked by it again, the tree had withered and died. Why would Jesus do such a thing? Jesus in that exact situation is saying, don't give the image of one thing when you're really something else. God is not interested in your images. God is not interested in your appearances. God is not interested in your mask. God does not want you to cover up your true identity. Jesus was saying through that fig tree, be who you are. Don't portray a false image to the world. In Exodus and in 2 Corinthians, we are taught this morning that wearing a covering, a veil, is unnecessary and it's dangerous. Masks, Paul says very clearly, make our minds dull. Paul wrote, "For to this day the same veil remains when the old covenant is read." Basically, Paul was saying that masks can become a way of life. We get so comfortable wearing them that the mask, not who we are, the mask begin to determine our behavior and our actions. They can take over our true identity. We actually become the masks we wear. The greatest message that we hear on All Saints Day, on this Reformation Sunday, on this All Hallows Eve, is that true life is found when the masks of our lives are removed. In verse 14 of 2 Corinthians, we're told, only in Christ are the masks, the veils, the coverings taken away. And again, listen to verse 16. But whenever anyone turns to the Lord, the veil or the mask, the covering is taken away. And then we're told exactly what happens when the masks are gone. Freedom. Listen to verse 17. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. When the masks of our lives are removed, we are free. Free. To be who God made us to be and who God created us to be, and to live a life that is pleasing to God and follows in the example others have paved the way for us. Then and only then can we truly reflect God's glory. For Paul said, "And we who are with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory, are being transformed into God's likeness with ever-increasing glory." When we remove the mask from our lives, Paul says, we become transformed. We are no longer conforming to this world, but instead we are being transformed by the renewing of God's grace. We are being changed. God's radiance and glowing presence shine forth in our lives. When God is present for everyone we meet, with everyone we meet. Don't you need that kind of change? Don't you want to experience and to reveal God's glory in your life? Today is All Saints Day. It is Reformation Sunday. It is All Hallows Eve. It is a day for removing masks. Wouldn't it be great if today were the day when we can take off our mask instead of working so hard to keep them on? Wouldn't it be great if today was the wonderful day when we can take our masks and we can put them in a box and we can store them away in the attic so that a year or two later we can open the boxes and see the masks that we used to wear? And then we can thank God. Because without our masks, we are free. Let us pray. Good and gracious God, we give you thanks that today you not only challenge us to remove our masks, but you comfort us with the good news that in so doing, we, your children, discover freedom. Lord, we want abundant life. We want your grace. We want that freedom. Help us to look to those who have gone before us so that we might always remember your saving grace and the freedom that it gives to us. So lead us and guide us in these ways, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.